Hello, Pinky Agnew.
Oh, that was very mellow music,
Catherine. Very kia ora. Kia ora.
Kia ora, great to have you with us. Te reira, morena.
Oh, hi. My posterior is so toasty. Like, you know, when you hop into a seat that someone else has sat in. I would like to hire somebody, and their sole job is to pre-warm a seat with their own human warmth.
It's funny you should say that, Tereda, but I am married to a Canadian, and apparently this is Canadian husband etiquette, is you do things like you get in the car 10 minutes before your wife is due to leave the building, and you put the heater on in the car so that the car's toasty warm for her. And the other thing my husband has done over the years is he will go down to bed a bit 15 minutes earlier and lie on my side of the bed to warm it up. It's Canadian.
Like, I just think sometimes people set a benchmark that's just unobtainable.
I know.
You know?
You know, it has been said to him before by the men in my family, shut up, Alan. You're making the rest of us look bad.
You know, and sometimes you think, what can I do that's special for someone? And it's those little things.
It is.
It costs nothing, you know, and he gets to have some quiet time, to be fair, away from you.
You just reminded me of racking up a 1970s car on a cold and chilly morning like this, especially down south.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, attest to this radar. A frost is not a frost where you live currently, but it damn well is down south.
Look, I left water out last night, did not freeze.
But remember, someone used to have to get in the car and warm it up, like literally get the engine to be able to work before you tried to drive it?
That's right, yes, you had to let it sort of idle and sit for a while to warm up all the juices and inside and set off down the track and get the... And how long did it take to get the heater going?
Pouring the water over the windscreen.
We still have to do
things.
That.
Well,
even here in subtropical Auckland.
Oh, my dear.
I didn't, because I waited until the sun reached it.
And, of course, we don't, because we're walking and using the cycle lanes everywhere, aren't we, Catherine?
With your fancy cycle lanes and your ingredients.
Yeah, jealous much?
Yes. I mean, we got quite windy up here. My undies blew away. I tried to hang them on the line in the sun, but the wind blew them down the valley.
There's
a lot going on today. It's all about the creature comforts. Didn't have any planes coming over. Didn't have any need to complain about noise. It's been very noisy, actually. And the birds come in at this time of the year, I think, for the fruit and the olives and things in the valley. A lot of noise, but no planes. Australians, we know they love their serenity. We've seen the film. One person complained about planes. They had 51,589 total complaints about planes. 20,716 came from one person.
One person? Did they live in Bonnie Doon?
I don't know. I've yet to figure out. I should ask. Hey Siri, what is 20,716 divided by 365? Let's see.
I'll just
useful as
myself.
Always.
Yep.
56.756. So 56 times a day they complained about planes.
Siri actually knew something.
Yeah, thanks, Siri.
Siri's very useful. You know, I'm fully, and you've like I've said, I'm sure on here before, it's always worth saying thanks because our robot overlords, they remember.
They do.
It's tucked away in a data centre.
And I get a little irate sometimes because in my Kiwi accent, I'm always saying, are you serious? And I help?
Oh, it's like when you do the voice to text and someone says, I don't understand your message. You've got to read it out. With a New Zealand accent. Nonetheless, I don't know. I haven't complained about a lot of things, but 56 complaints a day for a year.
That's a lot. And we live near the airport in Lyell Bay in Wellington. Yeah, so occasionally I do turn over my shoulder and say, shush, please.
Because it can disrupt you. The poor person on the receiving end of that. Yeah. I mean, I suppose it is an AI bot now these days, but you'd be sitting there just waiting for that phone to go and you'd know who it is.
There can't be that many planes in a day. What are you doing?
It's a mental illness, I think, at that stage. But bring on the electric planes, eh?
Oh, look,
bring on the electric planes. It'll be wonderful. It'll be so quiet.
It'll be great. Absolutely.
The story that I absolutely loved, and maybe this serial complainer needs this because this is so good. There's a fellow...
Siri's going to talk to you again if you talk about serial complainers.
I must stop saying the S word on air. Mm. There's a YouTube video that people have been using to go to sleep, and it is a 1989 tutorial on the latest version of Microsoft word. And this fellow called Randall Smith, he was working at that time for Florida Marketing International, and he recorded this tutorial, and it is 2 hours long.
1 hour 47:26.
And quite a lot of that is just him talking to the camera. So occasionally you will see a little bit of action if you fast forward through it. But I turned it on. Honestly, I had to turn it off again, so I thought I'm not going to make it into the studio. But he does manage to inject a little bit of humour in from time to time, which is great. But apparently the millennials and so forth are all using it.
Well, they have their ASMR, you know, when you whisper.
I love a bit of ASMR.
That's very big for falling asleep. I have been known, I must admit, to occasionally partake a little.
What's your cake eating? Or just people talking? Is it the sound of hairbrushing?
Hairbrushing. And this one woman who actually goes and tucks people into bed. Is she Canadian? You need to try it before you judge me, people.
I just feel a lot of sadness. But anyway, this man.
So now, apparently, he's quite chuffed and somewhat bemused because he's still with us.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a hottie.
I'm too scared to watch it, Pinky. Not because I'm worried I'd fall asleep, but I'm just worried that actually that version of Microsoft Word would be better than what we've got now.
Do you know what? I kind of think it is because I did watch enough of it. But apparently, he does go into humour. So he says he's talking in this monotone voice about Microsoft Word, and then suddenly he starts tapping something in to demonstrate how you can type in.
See, that's ASMR.
I want you to keep your crummy dog off my brand new carpet. He types. If you don't, I will shoot both you and your dumb dog.
Well,
so there,
you know, so he's trying to fall asleep.
Yeah, because he kind of looks like a cross between a university professor and an evangelist preacher.
I think he's AI.
Okay.
Well, do you think he's been created? And then they put in an entire backstory that takes him back to the fact that he's been on there.
They've always been running the show, the bots.
I like the sound of my face rubbing up against a cow. I love a cow hug.
You'd get thousands of subscribers if you put that online.
I would, actually. And I tell you what, there's nothing that exfoliates you better than a rough cow tonguing, but you do need to ask permission first.
Of course.
If it's not your cow. Now, I'm saying this because, I'm convinced bird flu is on its way, and it's going to be a nightmare. But in the States, it's in the cows. And now they're saying, well, it could lead to an end to the online craze of cow cuddling. You pay to cuddle a cow, and it will buy the farmer a small bale of hay that enables the cows to.
But it's not
going
online. It's actual cuddling.
Cuddling. Well, you could probably skin pay someone to cuddle the cow virtually for you. But yes, it's skin on skin contact. Well, skin on hair contact, and with a cow. And people find it very therapeutic. But
yeah, but does the cow?
Yeah, all cows love to be hugged.
Do they?
They make it pretty clear if they don't.
Yeah, I know they're very, very curious. I love that. I love the way they come running up. And
I know, they
look
sneak up on you.
Yeah.
They just sneak up. Every time you look around, they've come a bit closer.
But here we go, you know, here we go mucking things up again for the poor old cows, and it's bird flu for some reason that the cows are vulnerable
to. We've got to finish on something happy. 2 minutes to make me laugh, please.
Okay.
No catastrophes.
What about the little girl that had monsters in her bedroom? I love this story. Because all kids go, oh, I think there's a monster. Turns out in this girl's room, she was 3, there were monsters, 60,000 of them. Bees had moved into the wall, and so she was hearing noises in the night, and her parents didn't believe her. They equipped her with a little spray bottle of water they said was monster repellent, got in a bug catcher, just a lot of bees. Believe the children.
Because they'd shown her that movie, Monsters, and she was saying, there's a monster in my room. She was quite right. She could hear them humming and scrabbling. And there were between 55 and 65,000 bees. But here's the good news. They got 100 pounds of honeycomb out of it.
That's going to be a children's book.
Imagine the smell.
I think the parents are quite inventive with the with the monster repellent.
Yeah. It's very clever. That's with a wand and said, you know, use your power. But had no problems with monsters since, and it seems I've done quite a lot of what she wanted.
Do you think the little bees were going to sleep going, I'm sure there's a little monster in that bed downstairs? But apparently they found their way in through a coin-sized hole in the ventilation system.
There you go. 1 minute, one more. Go for it,
Radar. I'd almost given up. Let's see. Pinky, you sent me one about they've released 40 apex predators to kill venomous snakes.
That's right. They have to kill venomous snakes. They've released more snakes into a national park.
What could possibly go wrong?
This is what civilization has come to. Oh my goodness me! Is it going to work? Watch the space. Really?
Is it a rattlesnake thereafter?
It is a rattlesnake thereafter. So, you know, it's a venomous snake.
It's always worked so well when we've released something to prey on something else that we're trying to get.
It's always worked really, really well. Yeah. Send a thief to catch a thief, and, you know, it worked well with the possums, the rats, the stoats, the weasels, you're just going to be fading us out.
They didn't want any foxes or wolves or anything like that, so it was probably about the only good thing they did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Have a good one, Radar. Thanks very much. Thank you for coming in too, Pinky Agnew.